views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I love listening to the intro where it says, are you in? And ladies, that is the first choice. That is the only choice to make, is to say, I am in. And what is it that you're in for? And that is to create a financial legacy, to get out of financial debt, and to heal the financial pain that you may be finding yourself in. And the thing about it is, it doesn't matter if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a mom, if you are a person that has a job and and you're married and you're going along your married life. All of us, it's time for women. It's time for women to take the reins, to really get financially wealthy, to get financially rooted, to have a financial conversation about money. And that's what's so important right now, because there's so many women out there that are not looking at their money. And that's what keeps women poor, when they're not looking at their money, when they're not talking about it. And that's the conversation we need to have. So today on the Millionaire Imprint for Women, I'm bringing you two amazing women that are also game changers on the planet, that are empowering women to get out of debt, to change their financial trajectory, and to leave legacies that we can be proud of, right? And we're going to be offering you some specials today, meaning that we're going to be making available some special resources where you can get the support that you need, whether you have the financial resources right now or not. And if you find yourself in this situation and you want to have a conversation with us, call us at 1-800-930-2819. You can call us right here on the show today, 1-800-930-2819. That's one thing I want to say. The other thing I want to say is, if you have not seen any of the past podcasts for the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women, go to my YouTube channel, Cornelia Stephanie, and look at the Millionaire Imprint for Women. You know, the conversation that we're going to have today isn't new. We've talked about it. We've been talking about it. We've been talking about it, talking about it, talking about it. And everything really has been talked about. You know, what is your emotional relationship to money? What was your first money story? How did you heal your emotional relationship with money? We've talked about all that. And there is so many tools and resources on the past podcast that if you want to just do this silently by yourself, you're more than welcome. But we're going to open it up for women today, that if you want support, that you can contact any one of us. You can contact me, you can contact Carlinia Springer, and you can contact Marty Rogers. And we're going to help you get out of your money mess. And that's what today's conversation is all about. And ladies, here's the thing. I don't want you to feel ashamed. I mean, that's also another thing. It's like, forget about it. You know, so what, you are in financial pain? That's really the thing. It's the same way that if you have a health challenge, you know, it's not okay to beat yourself up over it and to be you know, to be in despair over it with, you already have a big challenge ahead. And the only way that we address this big challenge is with compassion, with a willingness to change the story, with a willingness to look at what's there and what needs to happen, to go back to the past and heal some of the issues, some of the wounds from the past, and to say, from now on, I got this. I'm taking charge of my life, and I am making things better for myself, for my children, and for my grandchildren. And it doesn't matter what your age is, and it doesn't matter who you are, whether you are a millennial and you're having babies and you're still giving your power away to your husband because he's the financial breadwinner, or if you're a middle-aged woman and you've been married for a long time and you've never even looked at your finances before. And now is the time. So that's what this conversation is about. Welcome, Marty Rogers and Carlinia Springer.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's amazing to be here. I love your energy. I'm really excited. It's totally winding me up. I'm really excited about this.
Wonderful. Thank you. How about you, Carlinia?
I'm excited as well, because this is a conversation that oftentimes we hide and we feel ashamed about and we don't have. And so that you're continually having this conversation and inviting people to join you in the conversation, I think that in and of itself is opening up space for people to make a different choice.
Yes, exactly. And is a different choice. So ladies, let's get started. We have 50 minutes. We're going to have high intensity, high focus. We're going to, you know, we're going to be unearthing and talking about it. And so just short, concise answers would be great, and that we can get right to it. And then I want to open it up to, you know, for the ladies to call in, anybody that wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819. You can call in and say, I'm in, or how do I get help? Or I can relate to this, or whatever it is, feel free to call us, because we want to hear from you. The other thing is, Marty, let the ladies know just in a short, concise way on what it is that you do financially and how you help women.
Well, thank you. I'm really passionate helping women who especially have a service-based business, who have the challenge of raising their children while growing their business and also taking care of a loved one at the same time. So they face the pressures of, you know, dealing with multiple facets going on in their life while trying to reach the next ranks. And I help them get clear on their money and empowered and without guilt.
And you also help them get out of debt?
Absolutely.
You
yes.
help them get out of debt, because see, here's the thing, you know, like one of the clients that I'm working with right now, which is on her way to you, she's on her way to you, because that's the part that you specialize in, is helping ladies get out of debt and also how they can invest their money with, you know, making smarter decisions
right.
for the future for themselves and for their children or their grandchildren or whatever. I know that you're doing that also, and I just want to let the audience hear
yes.
know what you're specializing in, right?
Right. So I've helped a lot of people that you and I both know get out of debt, and you don't have to be in debt to get help, you know?
That's
a huge, important component. And that's something that people have a hard time talking about. So, you know, I feel I'm grateful that I could give that safe space for women to step ahead and say, let's talk about this, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's a good distinction that you made, that you don't have to be in debt to talk to you.
Absolutely not.
No, that's not that. So even if you're not in debt, you definitely want to get a hold of Marty.
Absolutely. Yes.
But we want to make that pretty clear, because, you know, the only reason I bring up the debt piece is because there is definitely that burden out there. So many women are in debt, or they're just not sure on how to, you know, get out of their debt. You
yes.
know?
No, thank you so much for saying that, because it is a source of pain where people really are reluctant to even talk about it. So that's really important that you said that.
Yeah. And today, you know, we're talking about moving from financial pain to, you know, to using our financial pain to discover our purpose in it, because that's the purpose of it, is to change it, right?
Right.
That's what today's conversation is about. Now, Carlinia is an entrepreneur. And Carlinia, why don't you let us know what it is that you do to help women and what it is that you do, you know, to help women.
I help women find their purpose. And what I find is that there is so much fear around money that I really help them shift their mindset with regards to that and really become very fine-tuned in their relationship with that. So I had a course called Mind, Energy, and Money. And money, the acronym for money that I heard a long time ago was my own natural energy yield. And so I literally help them become aware of the places where there's so much fear about that next bill or about that debt that they're trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, and they are just in overwhelm and spinning and don't know what to do. I help them to harness, control, and redirect that energy towards their purpose. We help clarify their vision. And that's a very, when it comes to money, there's so much fear. And so it's a very powerful energy. When you have something that you're focused on, your purpose, it begins to shift everything in your life.
Yes. And that's exactly, I mean, having that purpose is so key, because it's like, if you don't have that purpose, then what is it all for? So, you know, that's an important piece, is to have the purpose and know that you can handle it. Whatever it is that's going on in your life right now financially, it is waiting for your acknowledgement. The same way that your inner child is waiting for acknowledgement, or, you know, your spiritual growth or your soul growth, it's all waiting for you to acknowledge and take the reins, the financial reins, take your reins back, take your power back. And that's what this is. So what I'm helping women do is I help women claim and be the authority in their life. That's really what it is, in all areas, in their health, in their wealth, in their spirituality, in all areas of their life. And so that they don't have to look outside of themselves for the answer, because they already have everything that it is that they need from within. The only thing that they need is to actually be willing to, you know, claim their power and then do the work. So I also have processes. I have an ebook available for the ladies. If you want this ebook, I will offer this to you for free. You can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And it's an ebook on how to change your beliefs around money, the early conditioning beliefs, and how you can change your emotional story, your relationship to money today, and how you can, you know, install new beliefs that are supporting you of what it is that you believe today. Because we know that the way that we were born and raised, many of us with poverty consciousness. And this is not about judgment to the parents. It's not about that at all. It's just, that was just the conditioning of the time. Many of us have had that, you know? So I know for me personally, I grew up in a very poor consciousness and upbringing. You know, my mother was the sole provider for three children and didn't have child support during the time that I was being raised. Now you can imagine how hard that was at that time, right? Very hard. And so that's what I grew up in. That was my conditioning. That was my mentality that I had to overcome. The father wasn't there. My father was absent. So he wasn't even there. So, and I know that many women have stories like this and even worse than mine. But the point is that's the pain. That's the pain. And now we can clear through that pain and find our purpose in it and change the conversation. So we are going to open this up for any of you ladies right now that are having financial challenges. So there's going to be a sliding scale fee that we're going to make available for you. And you know who it is that you are. A sliding scale fee that if you don't have a lot of money, yet you really want to get to this and you really want to show up and you really want the support, we're going to support you. Carlinia, Marty, and myself are all going to support you as a team. We're going to support you. So first you would get with me, then you would get with Carlinia, and then you would go to Marty. And we're going to make that available to you at a sliding scale fee. That's going to be based on what you can do. Then we have another program that we're offering for you ladies, for the ones that do have the money. And if you do have the money, we're making a special program for you also that's going to give you maybe two sessions with me, two sessions with Carlinia, and then you're going to work with Marty on wealth building and also getting out of debt and whatever else your situation is, and a couple of sessions there. So we have that available for you as well. And you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. You can call us here on the radio show, 1-800-930-2819. And even after you're listening to this podcast or you're seeing this video on YouTube, because right now we have many listeners that we know you're just listening to this and you're not watching us live. But when you do see the video live and you do want to be a part of it, comment on it underneath the YouTube channel. So first of all, while you're there, subscribe to the YouTube channel and then also comment underneath it. You can make a comment on what it is that you learned from this call today, or that you want help if you want to reach out that way, or you can contact any of us. Carlinia Springer on Facebook, Marty Rogers on Facebook, Cornelia Stephanie on Facebook, and or email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and the resources and support is there for you. This is so exciting. It's so exciting. I mean, who would have thought that, you know, we have this kind of support to, it takes a village. It takes a village, you know, it really takes a village. It takes a village. I mean, it's a huge burden that we've had to carry when we look at the woman, the collective woman that has had all kinds of stories behind her, all kinds of stories, all kinds of conditioning, mother and father ancestral lineage. And then the fact that we still are releasing an old patriarchal society that we're overcoming so that we can step more into our financial power as women. So we have so many, the stakes for women are high, but that's why we have to make the choice. I'm getting out of this. I'm going to get this handled no matter what it is. And that's why we're offering our support to you. And don't let money stop you. If you don't have the money right now, don't let it stop you from reaching out to us. Don't let it stop you, because we're here. The resources are there and there's no excuse. So awesome. So let's get into it. What was your first memory around money, Marty?
My first memory, Cornelia, is when I was probably about 11, and I equated hard work for earning money. And it was pre-Christmas time, and I was very excited to buy gifts for my parents especially. So I would pick up, you know, side jobs, you know, dog walking, etc. And the feeling I had inside of accomplishment and buying something for my mom, let's say, felt really good. And that momentum, I remember that fueling me. And when I was 18, my dad took me to the bank and gave me simple, straightforward steps as far as I need to save, and I needed to save consistently. And that was the habit I was supposed to just implement into my life. So it was simple and orderly to me. And my dad said so. My parents were good stewards of their money, good role models. They immigrated from Ireland. So I saw them make deep sacrifices, and it was very rewarding. And that, I think, took a deep root within me. Mm. And I took on the assumption that that was something that most everybody did. You know, so in recent few years, I realized that unfortunately that wasn't the case. So that's my earliest memory of like concrete action steps I've taken and what was kind of passed on to me.
Wow. You know, that's really interesting, because not many people actually have a story like that. So how blessed and lucky you were at that time.
For
so,
sure.
You know, what would you say to the ladies today, like a lady that doesn't have a lot of money or that is, you know, in financial debt? And what would you say to them about saving money? what would your dad say to you about saving money right now?
Start early and start with whatever you can and be consistent. Make it a habit. Stretch yourself, but, you know, make sure you can do it within something that can be consistent and sustainable with the plan to increase that. There's a whole lot of mindset things around this too. So there's definitely taking action.
So basically what you're saying is you're giving our audience a call to action today, and that is
a call to action.
A call to action, and you're giving them a call to action to be consistent and maybe start with $5 or $10 each time.
For some people, if that's what it is for them, that's what it is for them.
Well, but, that's why, you know, like if I'm just going from an extreme case, if you're in an extreme case.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
don't isolate yourself either. I mean, you'd want to talk to somebody depending on your situation. It's one-to-one, but consistently saving, start early. If you have children, include them too.
Yeah. And that's a good idea. Start early, you know, that's a really good idea. But, you know, wherever we are right now, that's where to start.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, wherever you are, any person, wherever you are, this is the time to start. And I what I hear is your call to action is everybody save and consistent with it. So even women that are on a sliding scale that would only have, you know, a certain amount of money, that, you know, they could take a little bit of that and put that into the savings, right? That's what I hear you saying. And then not isolate and contact us for support.
Yes. And a nice quote I picked up along the way was, procrastination is the enemy to wealth. Yes. So as difficult as it is, you know, pull back that curtain and take action, and you're safe. You're definitely safe here, you know.
Yeah. And you know what else about this is? I can feel that. So it's almost like, you know, like when I've let something build up in my life, where I've like avoided something or whatever. And like, this is a big one, you know, money's a big one. This is a big one. So whenever, you know, is that like, you just have to be like, that's it. I'm done. And I'm going to handle this. I'm going to look at it and then really dive in and take a look at it. And then all of the fear and the anxiety and everything that you had around it just dissipates. Why? Because you're looking at it, you know? So that's a really big important piece. What about you, Carlinia? What was your first money story, you know, association, your money story from your upbringing?
I don't remember how old I was, but I do remember it being cold in the house. And it, because my dad said in the wintertime that that right there, the thermometer had to be at 65 degrees to keep the gas bill down. And it was cold to me anyway. And he would say, put your coat on. So I remember him walking around with his coat. And I remember coming across a picture with him with his coat on and the bills on the bed. And, you know, him going through the bills. My mom wasn't working at the time. And they never talked to us about it. But, you know, that for me became a challenge later on, because I never wanted to be cold. So my gas bill would always be high, because I would keep the air on 90 degrees. And then my gas bill would always be at some level where I couldn't pay it in $400 or $500. And literally, when you talk about mindset, right? I just want to be comfortable. I don't want to feel like that. But then you don't look at certain things and it comes back to hit you in the face, you know, and you're not facing it. It's coming back continually. And you're right. I have this acronym for FAIR: face everything and rise, because that anxiety and that fear can't withstand our presence. But that was my first memory.
Yeah. Wow. Yours is extreme. Mine was extreme too. Marty, you're the only one in the family here that had a dad that was taking him, you know, savings and all that. My money story is I didn't have a dad. that even pointed the thermometer out or even took me to the bank because he was absent and he wasn't paying child support. So the story in my household was that men, you know, that, you know, your father isn't even paying for child support. I have to do it all on my own. And I was my mom's right-hand man. She would wake me up in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, wake me up from coming home from her job. We'd sit down at the table and she would put her tips on the table and she would say, okay, this is how much money I made tonight. What do we need to pay? I mean, that's really where it was. It's like, okay, we have $80, and this wasn't $80, it was 80 marks. At the time it was in Germany, and or whatever it was, 50 marks or whatever it was, you know. But that's what it was. And we were always, you know, looking for money. We're always looking for more money. There were many poor times in my upbringing where the refrigerator was empty and we didn't have the food that we needed. And we were eating sugar bread. Those are memories of mine. And the other memory that I have is when it comes to money is that, you know, there were times where we didn't have toilet paper. And my mom said, let's go into this restaurant and go to the bathroom and take some of the toilet paper that's there and we'll take some home. That's my story. That was my story. But these are some of the things that are conditions that take place in our early upbringing. And when those conditions take place, these are some of the things that we can choose to transcend or that we're going to replay in our life, in our own life. But these are beliefs. These are beliefs, subconscious beliefs that this is how it is. And that's the mindset and the conditioning that we have to overcome. And the reason why we have to overcome it is because we can, we must, and we must not stay in poverty. We must not. It's not in our integrity to be poor. It's just not. It, no matter what our conditioning was, no matter what it is that we're experiencing, I don't know anybody that wants to be poor. So we can rise above it through shifting our feeling state from the past and releasing that and talking about what is the burden. You know, in the olden days, everything got swept underneath the carpet. It got swept underneath what we shouldn't talk about. We suppressed it inside our physical bodies. We didn't talk about this energy, which is the reason why we need to talk about money. Money is not the root of all evil. It's when we're not talking about the things that is making the disease in our lives, you know, evident. And that's what we need to do. We need to unearth it, unveil it so that we can create a different environment for our children and our children's children, our future. And that's why we're having this conversation. So quite a few different stories. Now, what was your darkest money story, Marty?
I think my darkest money story was when both my parents had passed, you know, and this is in my adult life in the last 6 to 7 years. And I had more money in my life at this point, and I didn't know what to do with it. And it weighed upon me heavily of ensuring that whatever I had accumulated, worked for, whatever was passed on to me, that I pass it on in a more significant way to my children so that they could do greater things in their lives. And I felt like for the first time, realizing for the first time, that I didn't know what I needed to know to cross that threshold. And it was a very isolating feeling, because like you had touched on the topic of people don't want to talk about it. It's sometimes taboo, sweep it under the carpet. And one can be in that position like I was, and struggles through a significant amount of pain just because, what if my legacy doesn't get passed on? You know, and that's when you're really confronted with just how critical it is for you personally. And then, you know, we're talking today, like, you know, we're sharing with people that we're here to help serve them and help them. I didn't even know who to turn to and feel safe at the same time. So that was a period that made a significant imprint upon me. And luckily I was directed to the right person to help me. And then that just expanded. And that's when I shifted careers. Because I said, wow, there's going to be a lot of people who are going through this, who are not, you know, you don't hear their pain or see it. And if they're not in it now, there's a lot of people who will ultimately be in a dark place that need answers. Women are underrepresented as far as having access to help.
You know, you touched a key piece here, and that, and I thought about this myself, and that is you didn't have anybody to turn to. Mm-hmm. And I say the same thing about, like, when I was going through my awakening process, my spiritual journey, and some of the things that I was going through, or even as an entrepreneur, putting my work out there, really finding my right network, finding my right connection, finding my right support, people that supported me, women that support me. I really didn't know, because women were still kind of jealous of each other at the time, and there was all that going on. So it was really challenging to find the right community, the right support on, you know, getting my work out there in the world without the competition, without all of the stuff that we've had to deal with, you know, from the past. And I thought many times that, you know, I wish somebody like me would have been there for me like I am today for people. And that's what I hear you saying. And I know Carlene is going to be able to resonate to that as well. And that's why she does the work that she does in the African American community as well, is, you know, we've been through the trenches. We know what it's like. And that's why we're making ourselves available to, we're here to support the people that are looking, that are in the places that we've been before. And now we can help them rise up. Why? Because we're invested. And what are we invested in? This planet, people, making the world a better place. Women care. Women care about each other. They want to support each other. They care about the children. Women have ideas. They have solutions to problems that will solve the world's problems. But women, we cannot do it if we are in poverty.
No, that's true. Absolutely right, yeah.
We cannot do it if you're not talking about your money. We need to talk about it. You need to be empowered. And the phone needs to be ringing off the hook right now for women calling us going, I want support. I want support. I want support. I want my sisters of support, because that's what we're here to do. You see this passion that's coming out of me? I mean, this is what we're talking about. It's really being passionate about what it is that we're doing. How do you feel about, and how do you relate to that, Carlinia? And also, what was your darkest money?
My darkest, I say money period, was when I found myself in the welfare line. And I never in a billion years imagined that I would find myself in that place. But it came about because I was broken on the inside. And so when we talk about mindset and we talk about the pain, that has to be addressed, because in that space, I felt so helpless. And when I saw that somebody took me to that welfare line, it looked like the refugee lines that you see at the border. And I looked in those people's eyes, and on the outside, it looked different, but I could see the hopelessness and, more importantly, the helplessness, you know, that I saw in their eyes. It was like, that's what I saw in myself. And just like both of you said, I wish there was somebody like me who would listen to me, who wouldn't ask me for money, who would just see the pain that I was in and know that, you know what, God has placed me in your path so that you can help me. The money can come later, but sometimes we put money before, a lot of times we put money before people. And like you said, everything I do, it is about that purpose, because we do have this wisdom. And when we're in poverty, we cannot access, we're accessing pain full out. We cannot access our wisdom because we're operating in tremendous fear. Every single thing I feared in that place came true. And it wasn't until I completely submitted and I'm just like, okay, God, I've done everything I know how to do right. What seemed to me the right way, and it has all fallen apart. So whatever you tell me to do, wherever you send me, whether I think it's right or not, I release it. At that point, I didn't care, because not talking about this has a lot to do with what other people think about you, what your family thinks about you. You know, what would people think that nobody would expect to find you in that place? What's wrong with you? I went through all of that. What's wrong with me? Something is wrong with me. No, the me that I knew, that wasn't the me that the Supreme Being created. That was what was wrong with me. And all of these walls were there to help me to stand up so that I could step into a place where, like you say, take authority over my life. And so I'm passionate about it, because I know that each of us has solutions to these very entrenched global problems. And if I can't help you access your divinity, then we're losing ground. The people who are coming against us, coming against humanity, are very intentional about what they're doing. And they're moving at a very fast pace every day. They have weapons and they have money. And we have what God put in us, which is stronger than all of that.
Yeah.
And so if I can access you and you can access someone else and they can access Marty, and we can release those gifts, we can help them see who they really are, then we have a fighting chance.
And you know what I love? I love knowing women like you. I love knowing women like the two of you. I love knowing women like last week we had Darlene on. And I love these women that are in my circle, in my inner circle, that are part of my professional community, that are in integrity, that people that are really there, that are walking their talk, people that you can, I heard several of you talk about safety, how important safety is, and, you know, having a safe place to go to. And that is really, really important. And, you know, it is an important thing. And we can all resonate to, you know, the shame that you're talking about, Carlinia, when the reason why people don't talk about it is because of the shame. What will other people think? And that's exactly the conditioning that kept our emotional suppression going on for years and years and years and years. What would other people think? What do other people think? What do other people think? I mean, and that's not the way to it be empowered by what do other people think. It's about what do you think? Yeah. That's what it's about. It's about what do you think? What do you think about your situation? And I know that there is many women that are struggling with this, and we want to support you. So again, let me just quickly talk about my darkest money story. As I told you, my darkest money story was probably when I was a child. You know, that was then. And then when I became of age, I always had money. I worked really hard. I had a good German work ethic, and I always had money. So that was never a problem when I was working, you know, for someone else, right? I had a paycheck and I had all of that. Where my darkest money time is, you know, time was for me personally, was when I was an entrepreneur. That was hard, because as an entrepreneur, you know, doing my personal development company, getting that off the ground and not having the financial money to get that business going has been hard. That was the part that has been really, really hard, because I didn't go to the bank and get a loan, and I didn't, you know, I just did it based on all of my own intuitive guidance and everything that I was, you know, creating and putting out. So there were times where the business wasn't making any money. I didn't get the leads. I didn't get the sales. I didn't get it. And that was during that time. That was really, really hard. Then what happened? I went back out, got a part-time job to offset some of the stress. But that's really, you know, that was during my darkest time. And during that time is actually when I wrote my ebook, How to Change Your Emotions Around Money, How to Shift and Change Your Beliefs During My Darkest Time. That's why that ebook, I'm making that available to all of you that want it for free. It was written from one of my darkest times around money where I was really struggling. And I know that it can support you. So I'm making that as a tool available for you. The beautiful thing about this call today is that we are, you know, we are offering ourselves to support anyone out there that is ready for the support. We're making it available for people, women that want mentorship. We have a sliding scale program where you're going to come, you're going to work with me, you're going to work with Carlinia, and you're going to work with Marty. And it's going to be a sliding fee on what it is that you can afford to pay. We're going to make that available for you. And that could be done in a matter of 6 sessions, a couple of sessions with me, a couple of sessions with Carlinia, and a couple of sessions with Marty. And the same thing, if you don't have financial pain, but you do want to get things better and you're an entrepreneur and you want to make your life better and you want to get out of debt and begin your wealth building foundation, seeding your ground, like Carlinia talked about, you know, accessing your divinity. And then you're going to work with me on your emotions and your beliefs and really clearing your money shame and rooting your wealth in your root, right? Because rooting that new beginning, the truth of who you are into a wealthy foundation that is, I am abundant, I am wealthy, I am rooted, and I have all the resources and I have all the support available to me. Rooting from that place and living from that place, that's really the ground that we're seeding here today. So, ladies, how do we ordinary folks build extraordinary wealth? How do we do it? How do we do it, Marty?
Well, I just love your affirmations you just read out, and it is an inside job, and then it comes to the willingness to look at your situation. Are you willing to look at it? Are you willing to take action? Are you willing to be coached? Are you willing to be led? Because I don't know anybody yet I have met, including myself, that has been able to do it by themselves. So it's going to be, you know, key starting with mindset and the internal decision and commitment to become wealthy, if that's what your goal is. I'm not putting shoulds on anybody here, but and learning the fundamental simple money rules so you could win the game. There's lots of books out there that talk about this too. But to get to there, it has to start on the inside and apply it. Be willing to stretch and be willing to do things that you may not have thought you were able to do or willing to do. I mean, to reach that level of wealth, it takes a lot, and anything is possible with the right, you know, determination and will.
Are you offering free consultations for anybody that wants to talk to you, Marty?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do people get in contact?
So you could reach me on Facebook, Marty, M-A-R-T-I, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. My direct number is 408-856-4548. That is the fastest way you could reach me. And that is 408-856-4548. I am on Pacific time.
Yes. And Marty, you also have a wonderful, beautiful website that people can see
yes.
a little bit more information about. Would you tell our audience?
Absolutely. So you may want to write this down. It's Marty, MARTI-Rogers, ROGERS.com.
Thank you for that, Marty. And I just want to let the audience know go to Cornelia Stephanie's YouTube channel. Marty has many, many podcasts together with me on the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And I mean, everything about money has been talked about. We've talked about it all. It's all there for you. There's so many fantastic resources that are available. Everything about money, wealth building, it's already all there. So go check it out. The Millionaire Imprint for Women, Marty Rogers, and then some of the other women, Michelle Boss, Susan Glavin, Momo, and Samantha Brown. So they're all there. And now, Carlinia, what about you? What is your take on building wealth? What's your message?
I would echo what Marty said about it. You have to know who you are. But I think in addition to that, community is very, very important. We talked about isolation. And in isolation, Yanla would say, you're in your head without adult supervision, right? And so you're just working with your own mindset. And a lot of times it keeps you spinning. There's no feedback. A community of like minds with people who are actually going somewhere, with people who have exceeded where you are right now is very important. We always hear the statistics, but it's important to be able to go to someone and say, you know what, right now, I don't have money. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Or right now, my bank account is in the negative, if that's where it is. Or if this continues this way and I don't get a job, or if I don't get clients, because that's fear. That's a lot of fear coming up. And if you don't have somebody to help talk you back down and to remind you of who you are, that commitment, that consistency, that the dedication to your purpose, it falls by the wayside. And we know, like, whatever you're looking at, your vision is going to dictate your actions. Your commitment and your vision dictate your actions. And so if your vision is mainly fear, you're not going to be going anywhere and you're just going to keep spinning. So I say you have to do the internal work, but doing it in a space of community, which is really what we're offering here. And you didn't talk about your wealthy women roots, but that mastermind, you know, that's really what it is. You're women who have a purpose and know that they have a purpose and want something better for their lives and are willing to step out of their comfort zone and say, I'm here to do a greater work, right? But I cannot do this by myself. You created a platform where people can come together. So I think that's, for a lot of us, that's what's missing, because we're beasts when it comes to being on our job and being committed and being relentless and focused and all of that. But doing it by yourself, we can look at nature. God didn't create anybody to do or anything to operate by itself.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Carlinia. Now, let's tell the audience, you're also offering free consultations for people to contact you, and then please let them know where to find you, how to get a hold of you, and your website.
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook, Carlinia, Carlinia Springer on Facebook. You can just instant message me. My website is destinyembracedwithad.com.
Wonderful. And so the same goes for me, is that you can find me on Facebook on Cornelia Stephanie, the YouTube channel. You can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And also another way to stay in contact with everything that I put out, which is, you see these amazing conversations and women that I bring on to support your well-being. And that is, you can stay abreast on my newsletter list, and you can text the word Cornelia, Cornelia, or 22828, and then you're going to get the weekly newsletters. And every week I send out what it is that the podcasts are about, what the takeaways were, how it can support you. And it's all about your well-being and building the legacies that are sustainable for all of us. So my take on wealth building is, you know, part of it is making sure that you have a goal, that you have a financial goal, whether you're an entrepreneur or, you know, if you have a paycheck that you, a consistent paycheck that comes in, what's your financial goal? And you know, if you are looking at, you know, investing your money, but having a financial goal, if you're an entrepreneur, that you continuously keep raising, you know, rising up to that, and that you exceed your goals, right? And that you have a consistent financial goal that you can work towards. And always get in contact with the feeling of what is the why behind it. Because if you take a look at what your why is, why do you want to be financially free? Why do you want to leave a legacy? Why do you want to get out of financial debt? Why do you want to make, you know, $50,000 a month or 100K? Or why do you want the Millionaire Imprint for Women? Why do you want that? What is your why? And the first time that you answer the question, why, and then the answer that you get, then take that answer and ask it again. Why again? And that answer that you get, then ask it again, why? And do that 7 layers deep. And what you're going to find is you're going to find that when you started out, what your why was on the top, I want to leave a legacy for my children. Why? Go deep. What is the answer then? Whatever the question is again, what's the answer then? Why? And then just keep taking that answer 7 layers deep, and you're going to find out what your real why is. And that is what motivates us. That's what motivates us, because that's what gets us out of bed in the morning. That's what gets us excited, is when we know our why we're doing it. Now, I know my why. You know, I'm continuously looking at why I'm doing something. What's my motivational factor? Why am I doing this? What is this about? Because I always want to stay true to my soul's essence, my core mission. What is it that I'm doing, and why am I doing it? And that it's always on the top. And make sure that you take it to the depth, because if you're just asking one time, you're going to answer from an intellectual perspective. But ask it again and ask it again. And ask it again and deep. So that's my my take on wealth building. There's so much to it, but you heard so many wonderful ways on how you can get out of debt, how you can build your wealth, and how you can have that conversation in your family, in your circle, in your community around money. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. So we're offering support to anyone here that is willing to take us up on it. And it's just a phone call away. You can also reach me at 311-360-941-5783. That would also be another way. And we're all here for you. So thank you, ladies, for coming on today. It's been wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
You're rock stars. Thank you so much. Thanks, Marty. Thanks, Carlinia. And Carter, Transformation Talk Radio. You guys rock. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.